One pervades on the mountains, one pervades on the sea, one pervades made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pervades on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here on the late show tonight. Got a great one for you, the mystery of the eighth day. Don't want you to miss it. Stay tuned, and we'll go through the Bible. We'll explain why the eighth day is not included in the numbering system of the calendars around the world today. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, the leader of the people of Manasseh, brought his offering on the eighth day. Now, your job, if you wish to take the responsibility to study, to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, looking into the mysteries, you'll never get anywhere unless you read and you pray and you seek Yahweh for the instructions that you could be thoroughly guided. That means that the eighth day should be on your calendar. Around the world, the calendar systems have excluded the mystery of the eighth day. They don't want to get into a count system to be able to count the eighth day, because you know why? The Gregorian calendar doesn't bring into view, they don't make it prominent, the eighth day and its system of counting. Now that's number 754, by the way, that we're going to grab our Gestalt text and build a foundation of a numbering system that was designed exclusively by the great mathematician in the heavens, Yahweh, the king of the universe, who declared the end from the very beginning. So nothing ain't changed. Matter of fact, in the book of Genesis 1:14, he gave us some clear indications in Genesis chapter 2. He gave us some clear indications, and he actually, if you will, he made the world in a series of events of 6 working days. Now keep that in mind. And on the 7th day, we read in the Bible that he rested. Now we're going to get into the unfolding of the mystery of the 8th day and how it's counted biblically. Now it may not mean much to you to know what time it is, but the Bible would instruct you to be fully persuaded and to prove all things. So in number 754, you figure out what day that Gamaliel, son of Pedazor, brought his offering. Now, that may not concern you, but it did the leader of the people of Manasseh, Gamaliel, son of Pedazor. He wanted to present his offering on the day that Yahweh demanded, or a better word, commanded. Now the Bible says, why call me Yahweh, or Master, or Lord, and do not the things that I tell you to do? It's very important for you to become a habitual keeper of the commandments. Now, if you say that you love Yahweh and you won't keep his commandments, well, ladies and gentlemen, a tree is known by its fruit. And you're known by the company you keep. Let's say that you attend service where they don't include in their calendar, editions, if you will, or the time, allotments, you know, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 46. I have gone over and gone over and gone over. I have actually taught on this subject, the 8th day, exclusively. Pastor Buddy's about the only one that I know. We have a few others that'll hit on it a little bit, but I take it and express it as a command for you to know when the 8th day, whenever it comes, whether it's bi-weekly or bi-monthly, ever how that you would determine that the 8th day would fall, you have to have a beginning system of count, and you have to have an ending system of count. Now, Adam, going back to Genesis chapter 2, as we leave Genesis chapter 1, where the sun and the moon specified 2 great lights, and you could count, you know, you could argue and go on about this. The moon is one of the most mysterious 23.5 degrees apart, approximately 250,000 miles. It's right on top of us, out in the heavens. We look up and it's a beacon. We can see it. And that's basically what Genesis 1:14 says it would be, a beacon. Now this beacon illuminates the earth in such a way at certain times that it has a count system to it according to Ezekiel chapter 46 on the formulation of the expression of the 8th day. You can solve the riddle right there if you know how to count. And you only have to count from one, and then you keep 6 working days, and then you keep a Sabbath, and then you're at the 8th day. Ain't that strange? That on the 8th day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, the leader of the people. You got to, in spiritual application to your own faith, and every man must seek his own soul salvation. You're required. You have teachers and preachers and ministers to minister to you, but we pipe to you and you won't dance. It's not in the norm. It's out of your norm. It's controversial. Nobody else does it. Why should I? You know, we are creatures of habit. We start a habit, and it's hard to break an old habit, especially if it's a bad habit. My people are quick to do evil and slow to do good. You see this? Once we start a Christmas or a Halloween, you know, these things that we do yearly, year after year after year. I'm 75, almost 75 years old. And ever since I've been in the world, we just don't get as much as the folks do today. And we were talking about this down here on December the 25th, when we were sitting here talking about the traditions of the world. You know, you open gifts and you believe that Santa Claus. We just had a tragic fire event up here in Connecticut up here in the north, and a mother lost her children because the children were persuaded that Santa Claus wouldn't come down the chimney on December the 25th, if they didn't take the fire out of the fireplace. And they did. They put it in a bucket, some type of a bucket system. They took all the hot coals out and they set it, unbeknownst to them, unaware that it was a dangerous place, and it caught the house afire and it killed the very children that didn't want any fire in the fireplace. So it's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. And tradition killed those 3 children, whether we admit it or not, because they've been told that old Saint Nick comes down the chimney on December the 25th. You can believe a lie, or you can believe the truth. Well, the truth goes over like a lead balloon because it tears into tradition. I know when I teach on this subject,
well, it doesn't matter. I know today's Saturday, and I know when work day comes, and that's Monday and Tuesday.
We got a system of counting that is not biblical. You say, well, I don't know nothing about that old Bible now. Glory to God. I just know when to go on to church. Well, they some biblical people that knew when the 8th day came. And if you would listen to the word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And when you give people the word, and they've been traditionalized, or they have, their ears are dull of hearing, there's a spiritual ring to truth that only those who seek the truth can catch it. My sheep hear my voice. Listen to this. Numbers chapter 6, verse 10. Then on the 8th day, the offender, the sinner, must bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons to the priest at the entrance of the tent meeting.
So, well, we don't offer up them old
turtle doves anymore, Pastor Buddy. That's under the law. Glory to God. But it was on the eighth day. My point is, the eighth day, what day were they commanded to go to the entrance of the tent? Now, you know who lived in there. You know whose house that was. You know who sat on the mercy seat, don't you? That was real, wasn't it? Has that changed? Is he not in you, the hope of glory? Don't we have the same system with the same numbered system that the Father designed a long time ago and man thought to change in Daniel 7:25? It was a conspiracy. They premeditated. They thought about this. They said, how are we going to change the truth of the eighth day? When can we mix that day up to where it never even enters the mind of the person to bring two doves or two pigeons, let alone to even find the day to appear at the entrance to the tent meeting? Now, you've got an appointment, ladies and gentlemen, and it's, he's an on-time creator who designed this himself, the great mathematician. His ways are past finding out. You have to study to show yourself approved. You have to get down and pray and fast. And I'm thankful that I did get that time in. I was hungry. I wanted the truth. I wanted to hold a sacred assembly. I wanted to know, I would drive for miles around. I would drive across the country if there was a meeting going on that I heard that the Holy Ghost even had a remote chance of moving. I wanted to be there when the Holy Ghost fell. Look here in Leviticus chapter 23 as we study on the eighth day. I hope and trust that you'll pin your heart to the promises of Yahweh, and that you will seek to enter in at the straight gate, for straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and a few, you see, I'm preaching to a elite, very elite, minority. I'm not trying to win the many, because I am over in the pathway of the few. And I tell you, it's so few that even when you have one of your brothers or sister call you up and encourage you and offer the things that you need to keep you pressing on toward the mark and the high calling, you see, fitly joined together with a unique small group. Now listen to Leviticus. If you could just stop here and take this and just get you a sheet of paper. If I was in an assembly where we're going here in Leviticus 23:36, if I was there teaching, I could show you what day the eighth day fell on, whether you believe it or not. And chances are you won't believe it, though a man declare it unto you. But if you do, you're blessed, your eyes are blessed, your ears are blessed, your feet are blessed. The lamp is a light to your feet. For 7 days present, you must present offerings made to Yahweh by fire. And on the eighth day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to Yahweh by fire. It is the closing assembly. Now I want you to note that. The eighth day is the closing day. Do no regular work. Well, is there a system of calendars that you are looking at, biblically speaking, that could incorporate Leviticus 23:36 and have the calendar system of the Bible to back up. Now, with the way seeming right, now seeming right ways are paved to hell with good intentions. You've got to come out of tradition. Well, now, Pastor Buddy, I've done this all my life, and Mom done it, and Dad done it. And boy, to God, it was good enough for Mom and Dad, and it's good enough for me. I've heard that. I've heard all kinds of excuses. I've had my own family to reject the truth that I preach and minister. I'm not very popular. I've not had very much success in life, winning over great crowds. I've not been a Billy Graham by no stretch of the imagination to organize and have all the church denominational bell boxes behind me to organize and send me out their members to encourage those who would make Christ their choice. And there, go to the church of their choice. You see why denominations don't fight Billy Graham, although he was a Southern Baptist preacher. He became what you would say a neutral, just a Christian preacher, where he could incorporate the believers that came to his meetings. And they could go to the church of their choice, you see? In this case, Pastor Buddy is a little bit more demanding. You don't have a choice. So therefore, Pastor Buddy can't give you a choice. Your choice is the narrow path versus the wide or the broad path. Now, where do you know of a church anywhere that'll open their doors on the eighth day, which would actually be the closing day of the assembly? Now, the formula that I have keep is stressing here for you, and will throughout all of our program here tonight on the eighth day, and the deliberations that your mind must go through to come up with the eighth day. If you was to obey Ezekiel with the instruction that Yahweh give him there, you would figure out this eight-day mystery that I'm preaching on here tonight. You wouldn't have any trouble. If you was honest, and you could figure, you could figure out Leviticus 23:36 real quick, that you could on the eighth day, hold a sacred assembly. Oh, man. That has been my desire, that I would abide in the tabernacle of the Most High with a select, elite few. And I know that I'm not popular. When I left the church system many years ago, many, many years ago, to be, as a matter of fact, and I started my quest, my journey, and the more I prayed, the more I fasted, the more I read my Bible, the more I began to get into these controversial things, and I've got a whole wheelbarrow full of them that I have to push around daily and hold up, and the world is saying I'm wrong. Well, we don't do it that way over at our church, Pastor Buddy. We don't. What kind of calendar are you talking about? Talk about the 8th day. Well, they ain't no 8 days in a week. Well, there's an 8 day in Yahweh's time frame. You've got to figure out how to put it in there. And it's really so simple, one of the greatest scriptures of revelation that ever came to me, was in this doctrine of the eighth day, the Sabbath. We're talking about Sabbath now, and the importance of keeping it, or appearing at the sacred assembly. It means much. And that ain't on Sunday, and it's not on Saturday. Now, I'm going to give you a clue. It's not on Saturday, and it's not on Sunday. So, you Saturday keepers and you Sunday keepers need to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to design a calendar that would incorporate an eighth day. Now let's go to Leviticus 15, verse 29. On the eighth day, this is a woman's vow that she's having. This is a jealousy thing that she's having problems with. And she has to go to the priest. And she has to take two doves and two young pigeons and bring them to the priest at the entrance of to the tent meeting on the eighth day. Leviticus 15:29. Do you think you could find it? Well, if you found the assembly, do you think you could find the day that you are to appear according to the instruction? That's the $64 question. Can you find the eighth day in your calendar system? Does your calendar system include an eighth day? Am I exclusively preaching out the Bible to myself? Are there others that believe in the eighth day and the sacred assembly, and they know how to design the times to indicate that there is an eighth day? Like I said, Adam was an eighth-day man. He wasn't a seventh-day. He wasn't a sixth-day. He wasn't a fifth-day, fourth-day, third-day, second-day, first-day, or the day before. He was made on the day after the Sabbath. Now, whatever day you want to call that, the Bible's got a way to call it. It says it's the eighth day. Well, if you can figure on what day Adam was made, you just may present yourself with information, and then you can truthfully say that you are going to step across the line and enter into his rest on the eighth day, that the priest demands your entrance to the tent to have a sacred closing assembly, and you have the eighth day figured out on the day that he told you to come. Otherwise, he's not going to be there. Now, remember in the formulation that is laid down by the book of Ezekiel, he said the gate to the temple. The gate is the door. The gate is just a way of saying door. And he said, behold, I'm the door, and if any man will knock, and you know the story of John 8 or John 10. And my sheep hear my voice. I hope and trust, and I see somebody that's getting the voice here that would say, Pastor Buddy, this Gregorian calendar don't have an eighth day anywhere on it. I'm looking for a calendar that's got the eighth day included in the makeup of the days that you're supposed to be at the tent gate door to worship, to hold a sacred assembly, and to gather with those that's going to be there, because the ones that will hear the word will be there to greet you. They won't be many. Don't look for a big crowd. Don't look for tradition on the 25th of December. on the winter solstice, and there is a scripture that indicates that they did have a feast in the winter. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about in the duration that we've got, the time that we've got left here, to explain to you that the 8 day was incorporated into this calendar system, and the priest and the people knew how to find the 8 day, where to go, on what time to be there. Now listen to this one. Leviticus 14:23. On the 8th day, not incorporated in any calendar system that I know of, except those that keep the lunar, the solar calendar of timekeeping and the math that Yahweh displayed in biblical example after example after example. We'll get into that later as we teach on the Sabbath, and we've taught on it many times. On the 8th day of Leviticus 14:23, he must bring for his cleansing. Have you ever been cleansed? To the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting on the 8th day. On the 8th day. Get the 8th day and get on down to the tent of meeting before Yahweh. Now let's go to Leviticus 14 and verse 10. I've got to hurry. I'm not going to get over half of this, one third of it. On the 8th day, he must bring 2 male lambs and 1 ewe lamb a year old, each without a blemish or defect, along with the 3/10 of an ephah of a fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, and 1 container of oil, 1 hem of oil, on the 8th day. Now, you see, the 8th day was a busy day at the tent of the Holy Assembly, because it was the day after it ended, it closed. There was no more, only the door or the gate, the windows, if you will be opened on the new moon and on the Sabbath. That's it. As you go across the board monthly, not weekly, but within the week that contains the 8th day, as opposed to a 1-7 week of 52 that man has devised. Let's look at Leviticus 12:3. On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Now, I'm going to speak on that exclusively when we get into the New Testament to prove to you that the 8th day was a specific day, a worship day, a holy day, that they came to be circumcised, and only they appeared at the Holy Assembly on the 8th day. They were commanded to do so. Listen to this. In Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1, the priest begin their ministry only on the 8th day. And if you announce your calling to preach, and you're looking for the 8th day, do you know how to find it? You know what the 8th day means? Do you have a system of calendar time counting to incorporate the 8th day?
I never heard of that such foolishness. That's just plain tomfoolery, Pastor Buddy.
Well, that which you call tomfoolery just may turn out to be something that you need to take a look at, because he chose the foolish things. Today, this sounds foolish, the 8th day.
What's Pastor Buddy talking about? He's always against what we're doing. He's always got something new and controversial. He expects me to give up too much. I just can't do what he wants me to do.
Well, it's a hard saying and who can hear it. I know that. It's a straight and narrow way. I know that. I know that you got to strive. I know that. I know that you have to fully seek Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I know that. I know what it is to go hungry for day upon 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 day and upon day. Hungering and thirsting. Father, I'm down here with my life like a vapor. Help me to find you in this short duration of time that I have. Seek Yahweh in the days of your youth. And I got out of the army and I was like a cat on a hot tin roof. I just could not. Something driving me inside. I wanted me a girlfriend. I'd get me a date with a girl and I'd go out and preach to her until she was probably bored to death. I don't know. But I was looking for someone that was compatible. The two can't walk together unless they agree. I wanted somebody that loved Yahweh more than I did. And that's, if you love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, it's hard for you to find somebody that loves him more than you do. And I believe that if you do find somebody, you will know it. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you find somebody that wants to hang on to mommy's coattail and daddy's coattail and keep tradition of the world, do the same with your cattle and your sheep. Now, Israel, being an agricultural nation, had cattle and sheep, most of them. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days. Now, this is the law of firstborn. Even the cattle firstborn, sheep firstborn, anything that opened the matrix and came forth, it became your possession, and you owned it. You were commanded to give that first dropping to Yahweh. Give them to me on the eighth day, not on the seventh day, not on the sixth day, not on the fourth or the third or the second or whatever, but on the eighth day. You figure it out if you accept the responsibility. If you have a hunger and desire to find how to please Yahweh. Oh, God. I'm telling you, folks, you don't believe it, the number of years that I spent with the concordance and the encyclopedias and man's opinions and things of this nature, just on the biblical doctrines, particularly baptism, the sacrament. Oh my, and now I've sought that out. I have been illuminated. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to carry an encyclopedia. I don't have to carry man's opinion. I know what the Bible says about these things that stir up the mind, the pure mind, and get you on the altar. fasting and praying and seeking Yahweh for an answer on the eighth day. Look at Numbers chapter 29:35. I got to hurry, and I'm not going to get across much of this eight-day assembly work tonight for the calendar system. On the eighth day, hold an assembly and do no regular work. Now, what day do you suppose that Israel came together and held an assembly and did no work? What day was that in the week or the month or whatever? It's biblical. And yet, I don't know of a calendar system in the whole world. To be frankly honest with you, I've never even heard many speak on this subject, let alone teach it and incorporate it into their calendars, like we do. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9. Let me go there just a minute to remind you of the dedication to the altar. Now, I love the altar. It was my favorite, sweetest place of any church that I went to. I would head for the altar. Having a Pentecostal background, I love to get the altar and pray and seek Yahweh. Now, me being a young man, I was full of fear, and I drawed back, and I didn't have the confidence that I needed. I was growing. I needed to be thoroughly convinced on every doctrine. Every doctrine shook my foundation. And the Bible said, examine yourself, see if you be in the faith. And boy, people will come up with things, and the altar was a good place to go and seek Yahweh. Yahweh, help me. Yahweh, help me. On the eighth day, they held an assembly, and they celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the festival for 7 days more. On the eighth day. You say, that just don't make no sense. That's the strangest thing, Pastor Buddy, you preach on this, and I'm so confused at this point, I don't know what eighth day is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for you that are listening, you that are wanting to know, you that are praying, you that are seeking, you that are fasting, you that count it a holy thing to seek Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle on the eighth day. It means something for Yahweh to see you at the day that he commanded to you be there, and he commanded the eighth day.
Say, it ain't on my calendar, so how do you expect me to keep it?
I don't expect you to keep it if you don't have a system designed by intelligent people that could design you a calendar that incorporates the eighth day. These are men that have done their homework, gone back in the Bible. We got a brother in Kansas that makes her calendar every year. It's incorporated in the eight-day teaching. It's not a way that seems right. It is the way that's biblically proven, example after example after example. Nehemiah chapter 8. Verse 18, day after day, listen to this now, day after day, from the first day to the last. Now, they had a beginning from the first day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. At least we know that they were incorporating 8 days into the counting system of their calendar. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God, and they celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. Whew. thankful. Yahweh, thank you for opening up these mysteries to Pastor Buddy. Yahweh, thank you that you gave me a love for those of like mind. And I failed not to assemble. I wanted to get my understanding. I wanted to get in a system that knew about the eighth day. I read it. I prayed about it. I fasted about it. According with the regulation, there was an assembly of day after day from the first day to the last day on the eighth day. Oh, hallelujah. On the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. Oh, man. Yahweh is so wonderful, and it's so joyful, and it's so full of glory. Let me hop over here and where I can get all this covered and into the book of the New Testament. I'm going to Luke 1:59. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child that they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. On the eighth day, they came. Who came? The Sanhedrin court. They came on the regulation day, according to the regulation. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child because the child was commanded to be circumcised on the eighth day. Now, the eighth day of what? When? Was the child, did the child have to be 8 days old? Do you know the answers to these questions? These are some of the questions that would come up naturally to you. They came up to me a long time ago. I got back on my knees, I prayed, I fasted, until I knew what it meant. Now, in the confirmation of Luke 2:21, as we jump from Luke 1:59 over to Luke 2:21, the Messiah was presented in the temple on the eighth day. Here's the Messiah. Here's the Savior of the world, they say. And he's the Savior of Israel, not the world, because he didn't love the world. You say, well, then ain't nobody going to be lost that wants to be saved. If they go to hell, they'll go because that they refuse Jesus. They'll go because their names are not on the Lamb's book. You say, well, that's right, but if they would accept Jesus, they could go to heaven, and their names could be put on the Lamb's book. No, 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 1,000 times no. That name, according to the Bible, was on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. If he didn't know you before, it's doubtful if he'll know you in the end. Why? Because these are refining process for those who have the opportunity to make their election and calling sure on the eighth day. And when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Yahweh, the Savior, the name that the angel gave him before he had been conceived. He didn't have a Greek Latin name. He had a name above every name, in heaven and in earth. And everybody that was with him before the foundation of the world with their names on the Lamb's book, when they hear this name, they will come and receive it. Hope it's coming over good tonight and on 5890 where we're broadcasting from on worldwide WWCR. Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. Now that sort of blows people out of the water when they say that Paul was a Jew. He was not a Jew, he was a Hebrew. Of the people of Israel, not of the house of Judah. He was a Benjamite, a Hebrew. There's no such thing as Jews. That's an invention been put there to actually confuse your mind. And it's very easy to confuse the minds of those that don't really know the truth. So you must study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And you've got to get in the covenant of circumcision, the sign of Yahweh's covenant between the time that he told you to, and that's on the eighth day. On the eighth day. The eighth day. Eighth day? When is the eighth day, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that it was 8 days after the resurrection that the Messiah appeared. You know what? I just wish that you would catch that. It was a Sabbath of rest. The eighth day. He hadn't been seen, ladies and gentlemen, by the apostles. He'd been seen of others, but not the apostles. And then they saw him on the eighth day. Can you catch that? Can you grab that? Do you understand that? Does Yahweh have to write you another book? Or can you see the truth? Straight is the way and narrow is the gate. You know, everybody's caught up in the election. You better make your election. You're running too, you know. Whether you want to or not. And you're going to be running to see whether you are accepted or rejected. And it's best that you forget about who's going to be a president. He's not going to change anything. Although he promised you, and people are real gullible. We got the Republicans and Democrats, and they've been playing this for as long as I can remember, and a long time before, to be honest with you. And nothing has changed, except the rich get richer, and the poor get poorer, and the lies increase in the land. And my people, which are called by my name, will go hard-headedly rejecting and rebelling and trying to build a world system that these politicians inspire you to get on their campaign, and they'll build you a better home. And give you a chicken in every pot. You know, that's the traditional politics. You better get caught up in the election of heaven. Put your name in the pot. And see if Yahweh will have mercy upon you. You're listening to Pastor Buddy. I've got to get off here. My time is coming down. We talked about the eighth day, and I hope and trust that Yahweh will give you understanding, and he will help you to understand some of these great mysteries that Pastor Bud has expressed to you. And you can write me if you would like to have this CD, on the 8th day, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And I'll make sure that you get the copy that we've done tonight on the 8th day. Now, if you would like to go to our website tonight, Brother Bob is up to snuff, right up with the plow, and the messages, everything's already posted online that we've been doing. We lost our time slot on Wednesday night and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We lost that due to the FCC regulations. We're sort of overriding a little bit on another frequency, and WWCR had to delay the coming from 8 to 9 for 5890 to start transmitting, and we were already on, praise Yahweh, at 11 p.m., as we are tonight, till 12. That's oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com. And you can call me tonight at area code 423-351-1082. That's Pastor Buddy. My telephone number, if you'd like to call me sometime and talk about these things, just dial 423-351-1082 to the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but will keep to themselves having teachers of itching ears. What do you want to hear? Let's change times and let's see if we can get more people over here on Satan's day to worship. Let's see if we can get them on what we call the seventh-day calendar. That's on Saturday, you know. We can design one, especially for them. And we believe they'll believe us. They won't believe the Bible. They won't believe that 8-day teaching Pastor Buddy puts out there. That'd be too complicated. It's much easier for them to look up there and say, well, Saturday is the day I go to church, or I go on Sunday, Pastor Buddy. The Lord just blessed us so good. Well, they were doing that back in the days of Baal. There's no difference. Satan and what he came for was to deceive the very elect. Because you go into a bell box church on the wrong day, praising Baal with them, you say, oh, I believe it's all right. Say Jesus. He still loves everybody. Glory to God. A Greek Latin name? You're still using it? When he said not even to mention, to let it come out of your mouth? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to start somewhere to stand for something, or you will fall for anything. Why don't you take up Yahweh's truth on the 8th day? Why don't you march into the assembly, wherever it's at? That is Calvay's name, by the way. You wouldn't want to go something that's not Calvay's name, would you? I'm just amazed at some of the names that I see on these church bulletins, advertisements, and signs that they got along the highway. Very seldom you ever come across the Assembly of Yahweh. Very seldom you ever cross that name, and you better be careful when you pull into some of them, it's got that name up. It's not everything that says Yahweh that you need to associate with. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove it. These people got faith all right to have 6 or 7 wives and all this crap that they got going on, and you're such a big preacher, you want everybody to change your name to your name and everybody to wear your name. That's a demagogue. Tomfoolery. And yet people are so gullible and deceived that the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't be deceived. Hear the word. Repent. Come into the 8-day revelation. Walk in and find rest for your soul. And we're hoping to get back on a schedule we're trying to work out with others to get us another couple hours a week. We sort of feel like we're shirking on the job when we only preach once a week. But I really enjoy sitting here, even at the late hour. I enjoy coming over to the mic and preaching to you, thus saith Yahweh's word. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Make no deviations, remain faithful, and run the race with patience, and you'll receive a crown of life. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Saturday night around the world. 5890 WWCR. May Yahweh bless you.